Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off the ball breakfast.
I don't know. There's just something with this Irish team. I think Armenia is our level at the moment. Like, to lose to them away, to sneak past them at home, I think that's where we're at, and we find that hard to accept as Irish football fans.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Good evening and welcome along to Tuesday night's Off the Ball. It's Owen here with you until 10 o'clock this evening. We've got Paul Murphy of Kilkenny and Hurling Pod fame coming up from 7:30, but really he's a man of Danesford fame. They won a Camogie title and a Hurling Club title over the course of the weekend. He's going to talk to us from 7:30. As it turns out, the Intermediate Club Hurling Cup is actually named after Paul Murphy's father, so he's now got an opportunity to win that cup for the first time in his career over the next couple of weeks. From 8 o'clock, Garrod MacDade is going to join us in studio, Sligo man Garrod MacDade. He's hoping to surf at the next Olympics. Narrowly missed out on surfing in last year's games, but he is one of the best in the continent and he's hoping to become one of the best in the globe over the course of the next few years. From 9 o'clock then, very busy football show coming your way. Paul Taylor of The Athletic is going to chat to us about the latest at Nottingham Forest. Sean Dyche has been appointed as manager there. A disaster really under Ange Postecoglou. And Gareth Roberts is going to talk to us about Liverpool. Don't call it a crisis just yet, I believe is going to be the take from Gareth Roberts, despite four defeats on the bounce. And of course, everything that happens tonight on a busy evening of Champions League football will be brought to you live as it happens. Our number is 0879 180 180 if you want to drop us a WhatsApp message. Cameron Hill is here in studio. Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Owen. How are you?
Very well. I haven't seen much of this Barcelona Olympiacos game that's kicked off early. I presume, by the way, this is the game that you've been watching as opposed to Kairat Almaty versus Paphos.
Yeah, I couldn't find that on the box, unfortunately.
One of the great Champions League ties. Nothing says Champions League quite like Kairat Almaty versus Paphos.
Oh, it's back. Officially back, Owen. Paphos. Kairat, wow. But this game's been
good. Happening here?
Yeah, like Barcelona, kind of, they controlled most of the first half. It's been, as you'd expect, really, from a team that were in the Final Four last year and maybe should have been in the final. But Olympiacos have come roaring back in the second half. They had a goal, or it looked to be a goal, to get back into it. That was then ruled out for, I think, a handball. I was coming into the studio just as that VAR check was taking place, but then they scored a penalty. So 2-1 is the latest score there. It's such a shame because there was a particularly good celebration from the Olympiacos centre back. He seemed to be just having the best time on his own. But 2-1 latest score. It's not dead yet.
Yeah, okay, cool. There is something that we want to bring in just a moment, and I know you've been invested in this for quite some time, Cameron, which is the idea around Sam Maguire and how many pints you can fit into Sam Maguire. This is a quiz question that goes way back to the summer. We're going to bring this to you before we wrap up the news round at 7:30 this evening. The news round is with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. But we should continue with the Champions League theme tonight, first of all, Cameron. You might set the scene for us on this Tuesday evening.
Yes, indeed. Manchester City face Villarreal in Spain in the Champions League tonight. Team news from that game sees captain Bernardo Silva, John Stones, Wasco Vardiol and Rico Lewis coming in for Phil Foden, Tiani Reinders, Nathan Ake and Nico Riley. In four changes to the side that beat Everton on Saturday, Arsenal could make it 3 wins from 3 if they beat Atletico Madrid at the Emirates tonight. There are two changes from the win over Fulham over the weekend. Miles Lewis-Skelly and Gabriel Martinelli promoted to the starting 11. And Jose Mourinho takes his Benfica side to St James's Park to face Newcastle. They show three changes from the defeat to Brighton. Lewis Miley, Jacob Ramsey and Jacob Murphy in. Joe Linton and Anthony Elanga drop to the bench, as does Sandro Tonali. He's been struggling with illness. Those games start at 8 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Mike McCarthy, I can say hello to you.
Apologies for my tardiness, gentlemen.
Oh no, there's a good reason for your tardiness. You've been collating, you know, important video and audio footage for us because there's a big question we're going to answer tonight on the show. I think we need to take people back to the summertime this year. We did a show at All Together Now Festival. This was 1 week after Kerry had won Sam Maguire. And in the crappy quiz, I asked this question.
To the best of our knowledge. To the best
how
of
many
our knowledge.
Pints?
How many pints
fit
into Sam Maguire?
Would fit into Sam Maguire?
Okay, so that's the question that was asked on the day. It had been reported, and I'd seen it online, that the ball of Sam Maguire is 42.5 centimetres in diameter. That's 17 inches. So I managed to take all that information and using the reasonable assumption that it's half a sphere, I did the maths and came up with an answer. So here are some of the answers from the
maths
crowd.
Was cool.
And like, also the answer...
Reasonable seems like it's doing also, a lot of heavy lifting.
Also the answer from our esteemed contestants.
39 points.
All of them.
25.
42.
42.
44.
Okay, I'll go one up.
45.
42.
42, Nathan.
53 was it?
The answer is 35. The answer is 35. So, ding, ding, ding. So 35 pints. I rode off into the sunset, thought of myself of the best quiz host since Chris Tarrant, and enjoyed the rest of my weekend. That was until the following week when I got a message and a man named Mark Compton slid into my Instagram DMs. He said, "Hey Owen, was listening yesterday and heard the Sam question, missed the answer. We should have the Sam in our office later today or tomorrow with Paudie Clifford. Want us to do something to confirm / check the answer?" I'm not sure why he didn't trust my robust mathematics, but Mark is a Dublin man living in Kerry, and he'd not only get access to Sam Maguire to test the theory, he'd also get access to a man who had just won Sam Maguire. And so we beamed into the Red Chair recruitment offices in Killarney this week to speak to Mark, his colleague Fred, and Paudie Clifford.
Yeah, well, I knew a fella who could get his hands on the sand just briefly, because obviously we're going to win about next year. Yeah. So, I just have to request out to Paudie to get Sam in to see if we can prove you right or wrong.
What was your guess, Mark, before you gave this a go as to what it might be?
All of the shot actually before we did the four. I think we're all in the high trenches.
Paudie, when it comes to doing favours for your employer, is this up there one of the weirdest things you've been asked to do? I've never seen someone drink out of Sam Maguire. Like, I don't suspect something that you did or. Is that just not true?
Not true.
That might be better.
So it's important for us to lay out our scientific method here, or for them to lay out their scientific method as to how they're actually going to provide us this correct answer. So it turns out that some of the assumptions I might have made about the shape might have been incorrect. So here's Fred from Red Chair Recruitment speaking first before we hear again from his colleagues Mark and Paudie.
Yeah, the Sam's had a few dints and scrapes in the past few weeks down here. So we don't know how accurate it is. There's one or two little dints now that might have made the size of this a bit smaller.
I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I brought in for a few pictures, and then I br
experiment begins, and between the whole team and the office, they take turns to pour pints into Sam. So you'll get a sense from the audio here how it works. Have a listen.
One. Two.
Going to take
away. Okay, I think people get the picture at this stage at home. Maybe not, can't see the video. You can imagine what it is. It's Sam Maguire up on the table and Paulie Clifford pouring pints, and then one of his colleagues steps in and takes over. So I'm watching this video.
Too big a job for any one man, yeah. I would say.
I'm watching this video and we go past 10 pints. We go past 20 pints. We go past 30 pints. And my integrity is on the line when we come up to the 35 pint mark.
34.
35.
36. So my answer has officially been debunked at this stage. We've got to 36 and the pints keep fitting in. We go past the 40 pint mark, and then Paulie Clifford steps up once more to finish it off as the thing is starting to look pretty full.
43. 45 pints to fill the Sam Maguire Cup.
So that's our final answer. 45 pints. I was proven wrong. And time for Paulie Clifford to have, again, another lap of honour.
Paulie, you obviously proved a lot of people wrong this summer. Is it even more satisfying to prove this journalist wrong about how many pints you can fit into Sam Maguire? Sam Maguire.
This is more.
However, something wasn't sitting right with me after this conversation. So I watched the footage again and again and again, and then I saw it. So every 4 pints, they're changing the individual, and they're, you know, there's a cut between each person who steps up and pours pints in. And somewhere in the middle of one of these changes, they lose count. Have a listen to the count here.
37, 37, 38, 38, 39, 39, 40, 40, 36, 36, 37, 37.
What is the number after 40? It's 41, not 36. I think I learned that one day.
So we said it's 49 then?
The official answer is now 50. But the main thing here 50. Is scandal in the kingdom. You got to add five. Because instead of 41, they said 36. So there's five of a difference.
Right, okay.
So the answer is actually 50. So scandal, as I say. I started to think a little bit of conspiracy on this. Was there bets happening in the ratepayer recruitment office? And finally, they came out from the woodwork. And Mark Compton sent me this voice note to explain himself.
Owen, how you doing? It's Mark here from ratepayer recruitment. Little bit embarrassing, Owen. So we made a little bit of a boo-boo during the recording and we were slightly off with our count. Turns out the Sam actually holds 50 pints, not 45. So apologies for that, but sure, look, it was only a little pint-sized error. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
So 50 is the 50.
What
official answer.
What a round number of pints.
I just want to say a big thank you to ratepayer recruitment. And one last clip I want to play, a final word, I think, to Paulie Clifford to really, you know, big up his employer here.
They're great employers, I'd say, Paulie.
Yeah, very good.
So the first bit of work
he's done all week now. That's it.
So there we go. Case closed.
Right.
Job done.
Well, Owen, I have to say, like, I mean, what a journalist you are. Like, you know, you take this from the start. You did so. You made an error in a quiz, but you did it through, like, unbelievable. Like, it's one of those ones that if you were done for libel by the Sam Maguire, you'd say that, you know, you could point to your work.
I would say.
And say, you know, I am not guilty, Your Honour.
Yes.
I have done the due diligence here. Turns out I'm wrong, but that wasn't my fault. Right, okay, so that's the starting point, okay? But then when you're wrong, you said, you know what? I might be wrong about this. I'm going to go and investigate further. Then you go, you put, like, IMRO award-winning interview with Paulie Clifford in the middle of a scientific experiment, and then, you know, like, for you to, like, actually find an answer to really one of the unanswerable questions of our times.
Yes.
Like, you know, how many pints will fit in Sam Maguire? This is God's work.
I mean, now we know. People can finally sleep. I think it's been something that's
been...
Well,
if that was beer instead of water, would it still be 50 pints? Pints.
Pints.
I...
A pint is a measurement, isn't it?
So yeah, but it's not the necessarily the same matter. Volume.
I'd certainly say with
the weight.
The density wouldn't really matter, I wouldn't think.
I would say you'd fit a fair few more in if they go flat over the process of...
That's it, yeah. Because there's some fizz at the start of the pint when you're putting it in that would fade over time.
Isn't it incredible that the dents that the lads were speaking of have conspired so that exactly 50 pints fits in Sam Maguire.
It is quite a round number.
That's insane.
A cup that would have been built, like, you know, made during imperial measurement time.
Exactly.
This might not be a coincidence.
There you go. That is the next piece.
Yeah.
Why is Sam Maguire this size?
They started it in 28. Yeah.
Next project underway.
Also, it has to be said that you erroneously saying 35 was said under duress. That sounds like it was a very tough recording of the quiz that time, so I think
yes,
it's perfectly understandable.
Yes, that quiz definitely happened under duress. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, and just don't, like, you know, people will listen to this, and all joking aside, like, you know, if you weren't watching the videos, if you're not watching on YouTube, like, it's hard to express the excitement that Paulie Clifford had during this recording. Like, yeah. I mean, he was so into this.
It was
like,
his idea.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely didn't feel like he was belittling himself in any way.
His manager was just sick of the email bombardment from Pete Clifford at Red Chair Recruitment or whatever it is. Please let me go on the radio to talk about this. So he finally gave in, and thank you for allowing Paddy to...
Yeah, or whatever it is. We don't know his email address, folks.
Sorry, that's me. I'm joking. I don't know what it is. Our number is 0879 180 180.
You do know that.
Cameron Hill, I rudely interrupted your Champions League script there to bring you that news. So what have you got for us elsewhere?
Well, Arsenal have had to apologise to Atletico Madrid after a hot water failure at the Emirates Stadium left the Spanish side heading to their hotel for showers following a training session ahead of tonight's game. So UEFA rules allow visiting teams to train in the home stadium the night before Champions League matches, and Diego Simeone's side were training before the two sides meet tonight. The Atletico Madrid staff alerted the club that there was no hot water in their dressing room at 6:45 last night. The Gunners realised there was a similar issue in the home dressing room too. They were due to finish training at 7:30, but finished 15 minutes early and decided to travel back to their team hotel instead. They were reportedly very angry about this inconvenience.
Are they getting conspiratorial about what's happened here?
Maybe.
If it was me, I'd start to feel like there's something at play here. But I'm sure it was just an accident. I'm sure it was just a mere quirk of the plumbing system at the Emirates Stadium. You have audio from Jamie Finn here.
Yeah, he's ready to tackle Belgium at the Aviva Stadium this week. The Dubliner suffered an ACL injury 20 months ago when she was training with the Ireland squad ahead of a friendly against Italy. Now, Finn's back in the squad for the Nations League playoff against Belgium with the first leg in Dublin on Friday night before they play Belgium in Leuven 4 days later. And she admits getting her first tackle out of the way was a major psychological boost.
I think I was like, I just need to get my first tackle in here. I think I said to one of the girls, the biggest thing I missed was tackling someone during my whole ACL rehab. Like, and I think the first kind of game I got that 90 minutes competitively was in, obviously, with Sunderland. So, yeah, I think I didn't really think about it too much because, like I said previous, like, if you do that, like, you kind of overthink things and stuff. But, no, I was delighted to get back into it and get that first tackle out of the way.
Our number, 0879 180 180, has seen a fair bit of reaction to this Pints story that we have broken exclusively here on Off the Ball tonight. If they ever make a sequel to All the President's Men, then Owen's investigation into how many pints fit into the Sam Maguire Cup has to be the topic, and it has a deep throat slant too with the falsified results, says Owen. Pretty much half a keg, says another texter. A keg is 90 pints. That is true. Owen, why didn't they just put it on a weighing scales and fill it with water? That would have made a lot of sense, wouldn't it?
Not as much crack,
no. I suppose, yeah.
Probably wouldn't have had as much fun.
Yeah, you need the symbolic nature of the pints. You need the confusing, we need to trade our pint pourers like every 5 pints for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You need all those little elements to add the intrigue.
It's all part of the video. We'll get a video out in our social as well. It's good to, you know, spread the love in terms of the office involvement. That's from Sean in Dublin, are obviously more of a scientist than we are, or that they are, Dan and Clarney.
That would make him a scientist, though. Yeah. Most people are more scientists than we are.
That is a very good point. It is quite basic, actually, the information that is required. Do you want to move on to Keith Andrews here, Cameron?
Yeah, he says he's not overly fussed about proving his critics wrong in his first season as a Premier League manager. They, of course, picked up their first points on the road in this campaign with a 2-0 win over struggling West Ham last night. But Andrews can understand why some were sceptical as his appointment as Thomas Frank's successor.
Yeah, well, why would they? I've never managed. The narrative around it was set piece coach taking over. Not many people would understand that I've been coaching a very long time in very different roles. I get it. I understand it. And that's fine. It's not so much about proving people wrong. It's more grasping the opportunity I've been given. I haven't underestimated it. I'm very aware that it's a big task, but it hasn't fazed me in the slightest, I have to be honest, because I've got ultimate trust in the football club and the group of players. I said this before, I was so happy that the transfer window closed because that was tough to deal with all that period. And once that shut, I felt like we've started to take steps. The international breaks obviously get in the way then of that consistency. But I'm really pleased the way we're going.
He's started to be commented upon as, you know what, doing a great job there at Brentford.
This could be one of those Brentford appointments, you know, just little astute club that they are. It's great result last night. You know, I know West Ham are in big trouble. Like, you see the empty London Stadium when they're only a goal down chasing for an equaliser late in the game. It was a mad thing to see, really. Those white seats don't do them any favours, by the way, in terms of that, you know, in terms of just
particularly visual, yeah.
But in fairness to Brentford, you know, like, that's the first away points on the back of, like, what's been really decent home form so far this season. They're in really good shape. Keith Andrews, I remember this from his time at Ireland a little bit, but it's really been reinforced in the first 8 weeks of the Premier League season. He is the wildest gesticulator of any Premier League manager. He never stops. It's 24/7. It's like, you know, it's back, over. It's like just constant hand movement. Like, there is no way that the Brentford players understand what he's doing. Not a hope. But that, I think that's just his natural way. It keeps him going and keeps him engaged in the game. But I don't know. I remember saying to you after the Chelsea game, the 2-2 draw, that they both could have won and lost. But I thought it was a really good performance, that it did feel like this team were really playing, not necessarily for their manager, but that everything seemed like it was a good setup there. You know, and I remember that was my first 90 minutes watching them, and then they obviously played United the following week with a really, really good performance as well. And I just feel pretty good about where they are. I think with the talent level that's in that, plus the that sort of give-it-all attitude of the squad, I think they're in good shape.
Tricky fixture for Liverpool as well this Saturday night when they go to Brentford for a Saturday evening kickoff.
They've been really good at GTEC all season.
Yeah, they certainly have. Wow, just watching Barcelona here. What was it, 2-1 when I last updated you? It's now gone 6-1. Marcus Rashford has scored twice in that period of time. Yamal has scored a penalty. Fermin Lopez has scored a hat-trick tonight. They're now 6-1 up against Olympiacos, 80 minutes on the clock in Barcelona. And this second half has been an absolute attacking clinic from the Spanish Giants. So that is the latest in the Champions League. Nil all still between Kairat and Paphos. Cameron.
Yeah, moving on to rugby. Owen, the Ireland squad will touch down in Chicago later as they step up their preparations for that Autumn Nations series opener against New Zealand in Soldier Field on Saturday week. There were a few withdrawals from the travelling party over the weekend due to injuries picked up in the URC action. Munster confirming that Brian Gleeson will undergo surgery on an elbow injury, while Edwin Adogbo failed a HIA in Saturday's win over Leinster. Now, Munster claimed the bragging rights over Leinster in that Interpro derby at GAA HQ. Scrum coach John Fogarty believes that for the Leinster contingent in the Ireland squad, a quote, kick up the arse might not have been the worst thing.
We haven't talked about her. I don't feel concerned about Tadhg Furlong, about Dan Sheehan, about Ronan Kelleher, about Andrew Porter. They're really clear on what it is we're trying to achieve. They have a little bit of time to digest where they're at. A kick in the arse sometimes is a good thing, and Munster gave them Leinster a massive kick in the arse. Sometimes that can be a really good thing to just check yourself. But I firmly believe that knowing what's in front of us, and knowing the opportunities in front of us, knowing the importance of it, and to represent Ireland, to represent this country in a green jersey, it means everything to them. And if they can't get themselves in the right place, then we've all done a poor job.
Damien Harvey's been in touch. Do Kerry not lose one in every five? Hashtag Offaly. Hashtag pine counting. I mean,
a bit
uncalled for there from one of my favourite Tyrone people, I think it's fair to say. Cameron, what's up next?
Well, rising sprinting star Benji Richardson has applied to switch international allegiance to Ireland. A three-time medalist at the World Under-20s Championship, the Irish-born runner has represented South Africa up until this point. His agent confirmed today that Athletics Ireland have submitted an application to World Athletics for a change of allegiance, with hopes that he could be running for Ireland at the 2027 Senior Worlds in Beijing and the 2028 Olympics in LA.
Yeah, that is really huge news for Irish athletics today. And then finally, the GPA news today is quite interesting.
Yeah, their annual survey was released and found that the vast majority, in fact, of its members feel that the intercounty season should run for no longer than 7 months. The membership survey revealed that 92% feel that 7 months is the maximum feasible length for the intercounty campaign. Earlier this year, GAA President Jarlett Burns confirmed that All-Ireland finals will be pushed back to August from 2027. 87% said they would support a mandated off-season for inter-county players, with 83% stating that they had less than 2 weeks between club and county seasons. 92% of female footballers expressed a desire to see rule changes similar to those introduced in men's Gaelic football, and only 44% of all inter-county players felt that the county board or management team were very supportive of their studies or professional career.
Okay, we might come back to this at some stage on the show. The GPA continuing to do interesting work on that front. It's still Barcelona 6, Olympiacos 1 after 82 minutes. Yet to be a goal in Kazakhstan between Kyrat Almaty and Paphos. On the football show tonight, we're going to do a deep dive on Nottingham Forest with the news today that Sean Dyche has been appointed as manager. And we'll speak to Gareth Roberts as well about the ongoing situation, let's say, at Liverpool. We're not calling it a crisis just yet. We're going to be speaking to Paul Murphy next about him winning the Kilkenny Intermediate Club Championship over the course of the weekend with his club, Daynesfort. And before the break, it's time for the cash machine.
News talk.
Off the ball breakfast.
I don't know. There's just something with this Irish team. I think Armenia is our level at the moment. Like, to lose to them away, to sneak past them at home, I think that's where we were at. And we find that hard to accept as Irish football fans.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals. Like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.